Live from Studio 2A, here's Michael John Serpe.
Thanks, Dan. 91.3 KXCI, Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to Your End of the Dial. You are listening to Locals Only, the second hour of the show. We go out, we get a local Arizona band, we pull them out of the clubs, put them on the air and into your car, your home, or wherever you are. I'm your host, Michael John Serpe, taking you through the next hour, and it's my pleasure to come live from you from Studio 2A with Ricky Gelb.
Who you calling a band, man? How are you? Good morning.
Good morning.
Dude, I thought this was John Jay and Rich.
Oh, no, man, hardly.
I meant, I'll forget that story. Okay.
We'll get to that story.
No, we won't. My wife's listening. So what do you want to talk about?
We'll get to talking. Let's hear a song.
You want me to play a song?
Yeah. What are you going to play? What's this one here?
Something completely different than I thought I was going to play. This was called Circling a Square. It's basically about a couple. All my songs are ballady kind of love songs, pretty much. A little bit gloomy. They kind of make love and depression enjoyable. And this is about, you know, how different you can be, but how you can come together and work, you know, on that. But usually the change takes place within oneself, not the relationship or the other person, I think. You know? So this is a little bit story about that. It's called Circling a Square. Right by now, stop talking, I'll play. Each other's eyes out with a stare, and I've seen sugar in the hand of a devil that really cares. And maybe we're a circle in a square. I could bang my sides out. You could lend me your curves. You could lend me your curves. I just figure it's another day. I lose another thing and I crawl away. And baby, this ain't about you. Stands by the front gates, trying to keep the family from selling the farm. Even though I'm out of harm's way, the rangers are waiting to toss me a bomb. I just figure it's another day. I lose another thing and I walk away. And baby, this ain't about you. And maybe I'm just finally learning what to do. Met a girl with a hole in her soul. Good thing her friends taught her to sew to a glow. Met a man that could sing like a bird. Never met anyone so deaf or unheard. Maybe we're a circle in a square. I could bang my sides out. You could lend me your curves. You could lend me your curves. I just figure it's another day. I lose another thing and I fly away. I just figure it's another day. I lose another thing and now I'll float. And baby, This ain't about you. And maybe I just finally know what to do. I think I'll start by giving this shame back to you. And baby, I still love. Now what do you want to talk about? Man, I gotta tell you, a little nervous here all of a sudden. It just hit me, and now it's just so interesting swirling between the music and being home with that, and then just kind of like being in this very tiny room with a lot of people. And but man, thank you for having
us. No, man, thanks for being here. And I mean, especially like as most people listen and know, this is my favorite time of the week, because I never, you know, I get an intimate one-on-one with, you know, local artists and stuff. And I mean, it's just great. I mean, whatever nerves you think you're feeling, they ain't coming through on this end. Sounds great, man.
I like getting intimate.
What's this one? Or is it another one that's on the list or not on the list?
This one isn't finished yet, but let me see what I got.
How's so that? It's a new one?
Okay. In a sense, it hasn't been actually recorded or... I've been playing it for about a year. It's just not finished yet. You're a woman of tenderness. I love the way you give. I'm far from perfect. Day has a beautiful light. Broke my heart, broke it twice. Broke my heart and broke it twice. I came to believe in you and all that you do. The good and the bad, happy the sad, to know what I had. Sweet something, does she know? I give her love, I help her grow. I give her love and help her grow. Natalia, Danny, and me sat under those big wood trees. Gave up everything to be free. I came to believe in you and all that you do. Good and the bad, happy the sad. I love what I have. Sweet something, does she know? I give her love, I help her grow. I give her love and help her. A drive in the rain. I hope you're there when I awake. I hope you're there when I awake. And then if you want to, you could just throw this thing in there and go. Lately I feel I say to you, often I wait alone for you. Often I dance sorry, one more time. Off in a dance, around and around. Off in a dance, around in my head. Can you tell? Let's stop there. Okay. So, hey, we got these great dudes here that I've been friends with for a long time. And I know, man. It's
Get one more before you get to spoiling us over here.
That's right.
Really?
Yeah. You're over there.
Okay.
You said you had three.
That's Lucica.
Okay. Yeah, no. Yeah, I got them.
I don't think there is much of a plan.
I don't know anything. I'm the new guy.
Let's see. How about we could do a rendition of I think we should do one together, and then I'll come back to.
All right. Well, you know what? Let's 913 KXC Tucson, Arizona. You listen to locals only. No calls, please. Save all requests for after the set of the show. But I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Ricky Gale. Ricky, why don't you take it around the horn? Introduce these guys. Who are you with here?
Okay. Well, we have the very well-known local drummer in town, Winston Watson, here, who we've been very good friends for a long time, as well as Colin Scott.
How you doing?
Both these people I've known for like 20 years. And what happened was...
20 years. It's been 20 years.
Hey, man, you're not on the road with Joey right now. Okay. Easy, Elvis. So, where was I going with that?
You've known each other for a long time, but you've been playing music for a while, man. And I mean,
yeah, but I quit for almost 12 years mm-hmm. to learn how to be a father and develop some work ethics mm-hmm. and grow and change.
So before that, that was when you were with Lomax.
Lomax, yeah, which was from like the mid '80s to the lower 90s. I think the last tour and record we put out was 92, mm-hmm. which was great. I mean, it was an awesome time. I mean, college radio was all just popping in the late 80s, and we were getting played all over the place. And there was a point where my first record came out on this label in Germany called Glitterhouse. And
sure.
Glitterhouse had the whole European contract for Sub Pop, and it was right when all the grunge was starting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, hey, I'd like to push this record back through in the States on Sub Pop. And I said, I never heard of them. And mm-hmm. I just went with this little dinky label. And that was probably my biggest mistake ever. Because it's right when, you know, Nirvana and Mudhoney and all that stuff was happening.
Yeah.
So, but, I did that for a long time, toured. And then my oldest daughter, Frankie, was born.
Mm-hmm.
So I quit playing. And then I just started playing again this year. So I did a couple shows recently, like the 25th anniversary at Congress, and I had this great band with Spider and Mario and Cy Jargo played the reunion show.
Mm-hmm.
Great guys. I love these guys. Hope to play with them again in the future. All of a sudden for this thing, everybody's life seemed to be really crazy and chaotic, and it was like pulling teeth, and, you know, I refused to force anything in life anymore, and... So I decided it was like herding cats, and instead of trying to get the band together for this thing, I decided I'd just write a book instead. So I started doing that, and then I figured I would just practice and hopefully be able to play myself here, and then I ran into Colin and asked him, and he was just so enthusiastic, and then Winston was kind enough, so here we are.
Too?
What?
To get on board as well?
Get on board.
So you were originally thinking on not so much doing a solo thing, but as much more like a Lomax reunion.
Yeah, you know, I just believe, what, for this?
Yeah,
no,
well,
not a Lomax reunion.
Just when you got back into playing after 12
years.
No,
it was just that Dave Slutz invited us down to play at the Congress 25th anniversary, which was all about getting back with your old bands and playing those old songs.
I gotcha.
I got the itch bad.
Yeah.
You know, I just need to start playing again.
Yeah.
And, I'm sure these guys will tell you, like, over the years, I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life. And, it's strange having the music in you and not playing for such a long time. You know, I want to put my poetry in you kind kind of thing.
Sure. No, and I think a lot of times though too, man, that's just like wine, good wine sitting on a shelf, man. You always have it in you, but when it's time to come out, it's time to come out.
That's comes to fruition, and that's exactly what happened. Matter of fact, nice like thought. That, yeah. Circle in a Square, that song I played before, or this one, Sister to the Stars, we'll play a little later. You know, I wrote this song 15 years ago, and if you would have told me when I was in my mid-20s that it's going to take 15 years for this song to come to fruition, I could never have fathomed that at the time, you know, and then now I could never write a song like that today, and I could never have recorded it like I could today back then, and it just, so they're actually coming to fruition, and I did the Sister to the Stars. I went in the studio, and my brother and Tur from Giant Sand came in, and Tommy Larkins played drums, and Isabel Campbell played cello on it, and it just sounds awesome. I wish I had the money to mix it and get it out there.
All right, anyone out there who can mix it pro bono? Sounds like good stuff to me, man.
Thank you.
All right, so what are you going to play now with?
Well, and this is another unfinished song, and we just, Colin and I just came up with this pretty much on the way over here.
Oh, great.
So, no, actually, on the way over to yesterday, but just a few days ago.
Cool, though.
All right, Ricky Gelb, coming to you live from Studio 2A.
Sure.
The new thing?
Whatever you feel, man. I mean, actually, I mean, this is what I don't know. Music, it's one of those things, man. It's like sometimes, you know, I'm just gonna go ahead and spoil it. This is a personal preference of mine. Like, I just love the organicness. So many times people come in here and it's just like, these are our songs. This is where it starts. Here's where it goes. Like, music's about feel. Music's about doing what you feel when you feel it, saying what you got to say.
You know, like, I'll tell you this. That is, you know, as earlier tonight I heard myself referred to as Hal Gelb's brother on the way down here, which I get into a lot. You know, I'll never get anything more, I'm sure. And I don't really need or want anything more, you know. And but, you know, I learned some great things watching Hal over the years. I mean, he was pretty much like a father figure to me, almost more than a brother in some ways. And
is he the older brother?
Yeah, he's 7 years older. It's just the two of us. And, you know, that's exactly it. I mean, he wouldn't worry about, like, a song falling apart. Or it was totally, it's never contrived, he's got a lot of integrity like that. And it just keeps it real and in the moment. I mean, I've seen shows with Hal that honestly I couldn't get through two songs without walking out. It was just the mood he was in, and I've seen shows that he actually played the most mind-blowing shows I've ever seen in my life. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So,
and
Reiner too, you know. Reiner was another person like that. I mean, I was lucky to see that. You probably felt that too. I mean, you know, that it, like everybody else thought you had to go, you know, send a CD to some major label and, you know, get signed and everything. And watching those guys early on, they kind of, you know, cut the path for me, and I saw, like, there's this whole independent world. Just persevere, keep it real, be honest about your songs, and if people like them, great, and if not, well, then whatever.
Exactly. That's what I mean. I mean, so especially this day and age, I how many times people come up to you and they hand you their CDs like business cards,
right,
rather than an album, you know? Yeah. People come in here and it's so preconceived, you know, we're going to do this, and God forbid I should, you know, feel spontaneous enough to ask a question on a whim. It's like, you're not supposed to talk yet, you know? Yeah. You guys are coming in here, you're doing what you feel. It's like sitting around a campfire. Winston's doing more with a guitar case for a drum kit than a guy coming in here with a rack system, you know?
I'm not even a musician, for that matter. I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, I have to look on the string package when I change my strings. I cannot remember what these six strings are. God's honest truth. I don't know the chords I play. You know, it's all by sight, you know, and then I'll have good players like Colin or people, you know, that I'll go in the studio with and I'll show them, you know. Yeah, and they go, oh, come on, no. They're real players, you know, and they go, oh, that's an A major augmented 7th to the 3rd. And, you know, and in fact, Howie even told me the other day that I wasn't a musician, so for that matter.
You know what, I think that's the best.
Yeah.
Maybe meant in a good way.
You want it, you know, especially when it comes to music, you know, I'd rather hear from someone who's not a musician, whether or not it moved them or not, than someone who's sitting there picking me apart, analyzing what I'm doing for
a professional.
You know, like, you know, music's about feeling.
What if everybody was handed an instrument when they were a kid and just what you were told is, go ahead, make up a language, or, you know, I have twin boys that are identical and they created their own language before they learned English. It was very hard to get them then to correct it, you know. And hi, babies, by the way. I hope you're all listening. I love you guys very much. Tracy, Frankie, Piper, Gabriel, Gibran. Hello.
Five?
Well, I included my beautiful ex-wife, too.
That's very kind of you.
That woman, man.
No, but it's true. Instinct, like you said.
Putting up with me, I got to tell you.
You hand a kid a pot and a pan and a wooden spoon.
That's right.
You know, it's...
Totally in the moment.
Exactly.
And, yeah.
You know, it's, you know, the music industry gets in the way.
Yeah, you know, I've taken my whole life to start to learn to be in the moment, you know. It's like nowadays it's more about unlearning, you know, what I was taught that is just not true, you know. And be trying to get in touch with the true authentic self, you know, which is always, you know, has to be in the moment. Whenever you're looking at the future or the past, you're probably in fear, you know, worrying about controlling it. What if it happens this way, that way, you know, and way beyond our power. I lived my life that way for a long time, you know.
Yeah.
And I got really messed up over it too, you know. And
you know, this is another thing that's great, because obviously I never got a chance to see Lomax when you guys were playing. Obviously this is my first time getting to see you play, and just, you know, you try to gather bits on the web about a person and just what you have for your MySpace, on your MySpace, you know, description of your music, you know, with the ambient healing. You know, like, it's obvious just from the first three songs right out the gate, you're feeling a lot, and you're talking about what you're feeling,
and that's what this was. It was always a form of sublimation for me, you know. Actually, Hal and I had pretty dark childhoods, you know. I mean, our dad wasn't around. We had a mom that had a lot of problems and wasn't there for us very much. I mean, she loved us and stuff, but, you know, she was challenged, you know, and it was very up and down and stuff. So Hal, though, you know, he started early on sublimating with visual artwork, amazing, you know, drawings. And then he found music, and he had some sense about him that was wiser than I was, where I had, and we did grow up a little bit differently because we were 7 years apart, but I kind of really got really self-destructive over it all and had to learn everything the hard way. Mm-hmm. You know, I had no guidance or anything, any discipline, or, you know, nobody ever showed me how to, you know, had no father around, all that, you know. And but Hal had this sense, you know, just of that, not buying into it, and he just in general is a healthier person than I am in some ways, you know. But I just say that to manipulate him, so he thinks that.
Well, you get to it when you get to it, man. That's what life is about. It's, you know, all about fresh starts, and, you know, it doesn't matter, oh, I should have did this when I was 20, I should have did this when I was 30. It's a matter of what you're doing with what you got now. And, you know, especially for the little bit I know, you know, you do have a family. You had a slight separation from your wife before, got back, you know, together, and... You know, it's the fact is that you keep trying, you keep expressing yourself, you keep refining yourself down to the best you possible. And that's what
hopefully
music is about.
I mean, a lot of people, though, go through their whole life just really never awake, you know, never conscious. And it's not their fault, you know, and just, you know, so a lot of miserable people, you know. But I don't know. I mean, I because of, you know, the self-destructiveness of myself, I was brought to my knees, and it took that for me to get willing to be open to something else, where most people that don't have those problems, I think it's easier just to go through life and think they're in control, you know, where I learned I really wasn't. But then I found this whole paradoxical spiritual path, that the more I get out of the way, you know, the more, instead of paddling upstream to all my goals, the more I go with the flow of life, I actually become the whole person that I always wanted to be, you know. And it's more, like I said, about getting out of the way and letting go for me, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I've lost attachments to most things. Like, I was always very attached, you know, to my wife. And, like, when we went through a divorce, I was devastated, you know, and I was obsessed and I was in pain and all this stuff. And today I know that probably there's something else. Like, if we broke up, it'd be okay, you know, for her to do exactly what she wants to do or whatever, and there's something else. I have faith now, I guess is what I'm saying, and you know, a universal flow that you could tap into, kind of. Anyway, I'm just blabbing here, man. Sorry.
You know what? I don't care. I don't mind the blabbing. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. You're listening to Locals Only. We're coming to you live from Studio 2A with Ricky Gelb. What are you going to play for us next?
What do you want to do, Colin?
Prince of Darkness.
You could do that, or you could do that Reiner song if you want to.
Yeah, you go ahead.
You go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the one we did in my kitchen like 20 minutes ago.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that one.
You guys want to try Love Tags?
Sure.
Okay. You good with this, Colin?
Yeah.
I don't think he has a choice in the matter.
No.
He's sitting here with it.
By the way, I do want to plug my airport transportation business that I started 2.5 years ago. MyAirportDriver.com. MyAirportDriver.com. If you need a ride to the airport, call me. Thanks, man. What were we doing? Oh, yeah. Love Tags. This is the difference between you and me. Consumed by the passion, stronger than the sea, and the quality of everything, it's so extreme. And the quality of everything, it's so refined. Eyes in my fingers as they roll. My heart gets broken, begins to roam. And if there's something you love, there's something for you. Wait back and see for you. And the quality of everything, it still stands true. When the common leaves, oh, nothingly, it still stands true. And the quality of all these things. This lady dressed in red. Was it the blood pouring through on the dog tags he gave you? Will said he loves you. It still stands true. It said he loves you. And the quality of all these things, and the quality of all these things, and the quality of all these things, they still stand true. And the quality.
You. 91.3 KXCI Tucson, Arizona. Welcome down to Your End of Dial. You're listening to Locals Only. I'm coming to you live from Studio 2A with Ricky Gell. Thanks again for being here, man.
Thank you very much for having us.
So what's going on? I mean, I know you're coming back. You said you took 12 years off and you're coming back playing some more songs. You're recording right now? You got something lined up to come out?
Yeah, I got a large family, 4 kids, and I don't have the money to do the recording, actually. No, seriously. I mean, that's the only thing really holding me back with that. And then, like I said, I work like ridiculous hours trying to build this little business. And, you know, it's all about the kids. It's all about, you know, the family. I just, I'm such a fortunate person to have what I have. And, you know.
So little by little, if it was out there on the horizon, you'd like to get back in the studio, start.
I'm
going
to play. I love to play. Playing is home for me. But I have no more expectations of anything.
Well, I mean, getting in and recording an album, man, the only thing you can expect is
to
document the moment.
Trying,
of time,
it's just not happening. I mean, I figure, you know, it's okay. Look at this. What could be better than this moment?
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
So it's happening.
Awesome. I'm glad to have this moment with you. If I wasn't moving away in January, I'd get you to my studio. I'd record you for free.
Cool. Where are you moving to?
I'm going back to Seattle.
So are we.
Are you?
Yeah.
Are you?
Yeah, we're moving to Seattle.
When?
Actually. Well, my wife's been getting some skin cancer here from the sun. And Well, we don't know. It's hard. Our kids are very set up and well adjusted here at school in that wonderful Paolo Freire school here. Mm-hmm. And I don't know when we're going, but we have talked about Bellingham or Seattle very recently.
I'm going to be there in January. I lived there for 12 years. I'm moving back up there. I got a job at a recording studio.
Great.
Oh, wow.
Guess who's recording an album?
Cool.
Yeah, Seattle.
So thanks. Yeah, that's great. Okay, so.
Yeah, you got about another 20 minutes, man, to kill. So you ain't wiggling off the hook yet, buddy. You got another handful of songs to play.
Okay.
Winston's dying to blow on this harp too, man.
Yeah,
so.
You know what?
What is that for, boy?
No, yeah. I don't know what it is.
That was boy. Is that a harp?
No, I have an A and a G.
Okay, do you have the A right there?
Yes, I do.
How about boy? Does that sound good? This is a cool song. And then I think Colin. What?
Yeah.
You want to do that? The Reiner song after that?
Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Okay.
It'd be fun.
He's gonna treat us with a Reiner song.
Let's do it. You guys get to the harmonica duel.
Okay.
That's what Winston's waiting.
Really? I thought I was going to go out on the patio and have a cigarette.
But watching all the guys that participate play
in
other things.
Duel.
Yeah. Why was it to sit down and bash on things?
So, what a lot of people do or don't know about me and Howe is that we actually come from Pennsylvania, not Tucson originally. But, I mean, we've been out here 20-some years or whatever, probably more. My dad moved out here, married a woman, started a new life when Tucson had about 200,000 people in it, a million stars, very cheap rent, great Mexican food. And so we followed him out here. But he grew up in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. I grew up in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And Scranton is a very funny town. Back in the days before oil was our energy source, there was more coal there than anywhere in the country. So these Europeans were flocking into Scranton to work in the coal mines. It became so happening. I mean, people would come from New York City to party in Scranton, you know. And it was very well known for vaudeville and hookers. Yes. And like today, it's awesome. I mean, you go back there, it's this gloomy place. It's a great place to write. Everybody thinks they're in the mafia, you know. And it's hard to find anything but an Italian restaurant or a Silver Streak diner. And, you know, every neighborhood has, every street has a funeral home and a bar. And every mother bears two children, and one becomes a cop and one becomes a thief, or one joins the mafia and one becomes a politician. And it's very entwined. And this is all about Scranton and me growing up and what it was kind of like for me. I was 15 years old, and I owned a town. I was notorious in that local crowd. My Italian friends, we took a few lives, hustled down the line, and made it back alive. And no one ever told me there was something more. And no one ever told me there was something. Stories we tell, we went farther than far. We jumped off suicide cliff and stole some big shot's car. And I missed the bus, I even missed a few, and I would wave goodbye to everything. And all I knew, and no one ever told me there was something more. And no one ever told me there was something. Never understood what it was inside, but I knew how to fix it, medicate and hide. Or the woman's touch to soften up the lies for the moment. And now I can see the beauty that can be in someone so different than me, so full of life, elegantly in the meadow. And no one ever told me there was something more. And no one ever told me there was something. That was Winston on harmonica there, man.
Winston's not sensitive side, not beating on things.
Yeah, like sensitive stuff sometimes. Not always like to beat on drums.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good song, man. I like that.
So you get to play me some Ryan.
Okay, so this C here is going to work, huh? What do you got?
Yeah, I think so. I think so.
Ricky, you need more water?
No, I'm fine, man. Thank you. I want to not have to run out of here. I got somebody covering my airport runs right now. Hey, Mark Albrecht, you're a hell of a guy, by the way. One day I will steal you away from Yellow Cab, I promise. So, but I got to run out of here and go grab a kid, U of A student at 11, so it's okay. Yeah.
I can't decide which one sounds better. You both sound great. I think they're both in the right key. I'll just stay out of the way, man. This is a song by Reiner Patachin, right?
Right. Potato chips.
Yeah. Well, it's a long,
long way to the top of the world. Oh, rough road that winds round and round. I was a young fool, full of greed. I let ambition rule me like a hunger that gnawed at my soul. I found my fortune and fame, lost the heart of my darling. She grew lonely and our love soon grew cold. It's the truth. Well, it's a long, long way to the top of the world. Round and round. It's a long, long top of the world, but only a shortfall back down. Now I'm a rich man with lots of money, but in my heart I'm a pauper, 'cause the love that I once had now another man claims. I reached the top of the world, but my heart hit rock bottom. You can't make love to fortune and fame. And it's a long, long way to the top of the world. Rough road that winds round and round and round and round. It's a long, long way to the top of the world. Only a shortfall back down. One of you. It's a long, long way to the top of the world. Rough road that winds round and round. It's a long, long way to the top of the world. Only a shortfall. Couldn't do it without my two harmonic players.
Hi, Patty and Rudy. And Gabe. That's nice. Lily.
Thank you so much.
That was fun.
All right, yeah. It looked fun.
Okay, so 9 minutes left, huh? Hey, we'd like to thank Dan. He was the original person that invited us down here.
Dr. Dan.
Dr. Dan. Yeah, and Duncan, thank you so much for making us feel so comfortable. And Michael.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you guys are lovely. And, what the hell. We want to thank Kathy Rivers, too, because she lets me live in her house.
Oh, is that where you're
sitting? That's where I live.
All right. Yeah. Nice. Are you? Okay.
Up on the hill.
Up on the hill. All right.
Up on the hill.
We got time for one more?
One more song. We were supposed to be off in 2 minutes.
Okay.
You got a 2-minute song?
Let's do it. What do you want
to
do?
Sister to the Stars.
Yeah, perfect.
Ricky Gelb coming to you live from Studio 2A, locals only.
This is one of my favorite songs these days. Of mine.
Thank you.
tie. The love of your skin. Of God, I think you're fluid, your flow is so odd. I hope you know your worth. Take it from me, I've walked the smoldering earth. Your smile, your teeth, your tongue, and your lips, so perfect, even where the painter drips. Far, you're a sister to the stars. You're a sister.
Thanks, man.